Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is live 12 May 2025. Welcome to this program. We're going to bring up in a few minutes one of my favorite people in the world. I've known this lady for longer than she'll admit to, but anyway, I go back a long way. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom. Yes, she is the owner and operator of Discount Gold and Silver. And she does help. She does pay for a shortwave time. If you're listening right now live on shortwave, Melody is paying for that so we can be here with you tonight. And we're going to discuss a lot of things. And it's not all going to be economic. But it's not going to be totally economic, but it's all going to tie together. And you'll see why in a minute. Before I do that, though, our very dear brother and sister from Arizona, Gary and Donna Ruby, Gary called Thursday and asked for prayer. He's having some physical problems, but by golly, he's out there every day when he can be out there putting the signs up, protecting the unborn. And he's been out there for many, many years and never seems to quit. Bless his heart. He's certainly been a warrior for Christ and a warrior for the unborn. But please, you prayer warriors, keep Gary and Donna in prayer. Two of the sweetest people in the world. And I do mean that. I seriously do. Keep in your prayers, please. If everything goes right, there'll be Bible study again this weekend, although I will not be there. Marcia is having surgery Friday on the shoulder. It's a long story, but she had did 7-8 years ago, and the gentleman did it, didn't do a very good job. Everything come apart inside the shoulder. Everything's come apart totally. The screws and the ball that was in there to the road cutter cup just tore loose and laying there loose now. So that's all I can say. So we have to come back up this Friday. Get that redone by what I'm certain is a much better surgeon. But keep marshaling your prayers, please, that this will be as quick as possible, as painless as possible, if you don't mind doing that. But church will be there Saturday. Phil's going to be doing it by himself. He'll be doing videos. And you all seem to like those very much. Phil does a wonderful job in presenting so much information and news when he's there by himself like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm just a spare part. But hopefully, if everything goes right, we'll be back on the 24th. We're trying to catch up before we miss so much time. So I'll be back with you live on the 24th, Lord willing, to do another Bible study. And I hope you all enjoyed Saturday's Bible study. We tried to show everyone how we got to where we are, to being lured into Satan's snare and into what we call the beast system. Now, whether you believe in that's real or not, no one can deny that we're being lured further and further into a total police state, a complete surveillance state. That cannot be denied by anybody, period. So we tried to teach that the best we could this past Saturday. But please remember with the Bible study this weekend and Lord willing on the 24th also. And don't forget the DVDs are offering this month. DVDs, book, and outline. 3 hours DVDs on America in Prophecy, and we are all through the Scriptures. I prove it with a three-hour teaching. If you want to know the future of America, and literally the future of the world, you need to get a copy of that. And the folks were asking $39.95. Yeah, we got to ask for it because we got to pay for it. So $39.95 gets you 3 hours, a book that you're going to want to get a copy of entitled The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem, the outline I used to do the Bible study from. I think you'll find all three of those very interesting, very useful. You can share them with your friends and family. Do what you want to with them. Make copies of them. We don't care. Of the DVDs. The book isn't mine. You might want to check on that. But the outline and the DVDs, you're welcome to make copies of those all you want and pass them around. But once you understand who we are and who the nations around us are that are mentioned in the Bible by name, it's going to make a lot more sense to you what's happening in the Middle East, in Europe, and other places. Very much more sense. So it's available if you want by calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I certainly hope that you will get those for yourself and others. I really mean that. I'm not bragging on me. I'm not, there's so much I don't know, but some things I do know, I want to share because I think they're important. So please feel free to get them, look at them. If you don't agree, it's fine. But I think once you go through the Scriptures and history, you'll find out that the Scriptures and the history are right on, and I'm telling you the truth. Okay, it's available, like you said, but call in the office, along with everything else we offer at the ministry. Our new catalogs, by the way, are here. Give them out to you. Not this week. Crystal is on vacation this week with her husband. So she'll be here this weekend, but I'll be in the office all day Thursday to take phone calls. And if you want to take orders, I will. We'll give them out to you the following week. But the new catalogs are here. If you want a free catalog, just call the same number, 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, please do so, 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address. And if you don't mind, leave your phone number. Sometimes stuff come back to us. We got a box and order back today. I don't know why. We won't know until we find out what happened, why it didn't get to where it's supposed to go. That doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. So if you leave a phone number, we can call and find out what's wrong. Maybe we've done something wrong on our end. But anyway, let's move on now. Our guest tonight has been a friend of mine in Marsha's and the ministries. Well, probably longer than she's been alive. She's been alive 39 years. No,
that's right. That's right.
So anyway, she started with us when she's 7 years old. But but no, we go back a long time, Melanie Sears-Chim and I, and we've been friends a long time. And we've shared work read together with that seminar. She spoke for us at seminars. A very humble lady and a very honest, straightforward individual. She never got rich from medals because she won't cheat you. And that's a fact. So anyway, Melody, welcome.
Hi. It's great to be here. And, you know, first when you first started your program, you mentioned Gary and Donna, and I know them. And, yes, they are very sweet people. So known them for a very the ability to talk to them and so forth. So, yes, very sweet people.
They really are.
So,
they
yes.
Truly are. And I want to share one more thing.
My prayers.
I want to share one thing to my brother. My younger brother has been, as you know, been a very sick, very ill for the last four mm-hmm. or 5 months. Had 13 broken vertebrae in his back. And as you know, that he had leukemia a year and a half ago, something like that. And he started drinking the Tahibo tea about 8-9 months ago. He was told that the leukemia was gone. Praise God for that. But now they found cancer in his bones. Different kind, mm-hmm. I don't know how it works. But bone cancer is very painful. And with the broken vertebrae and other things just happened, I have to believe that has something to do with it. So he started on some treatments today. I won't get into all details right now, but it's not good, not mm-hmm. looking good at all. So please keep my brother, Dick, y'all, some of y'all know he's Richard, but I always call him Dick, in your prayers. He's my little brother. There have been times when we were kids I probably wouldn't kill him myself, but right now I keep him around a little while longer. So please keep my brother, Dick, Richard, in your prayers, if you don't mind. Again, the pain's eased up a lot, but he's still totally weak and going through things now that I don't like to think about for him. Let's get started again.
Well, anyway, not to change the subject or anything like that, or to go down this different path, but I know somebody who had a son. He's 23 years old, and he had a almost 16-pound tumor.
Oh.
And they thought it was attached to his kidney, his liver, his gallbladder, and some part of the heart valve or something like that, and that's where it was mainly. So they removed that. They removed his kidney, part of his liver, and you know, and so forth. And they wanted to give him chemo, and he got so deathly ill on it, he said no. He says, I'm just going to take my chances. So they did the PET scans, you know, like after 6 months, and then after another 6 months. I guess it's been a year since he had that tumor actually removed. It's been a year. And they found some spots. They had spots on the liver, and they had like, I don't know, 8 or 10 other spots, you know, like on his stomach and in his lungs and so forth. And she started doing a lot of reading, and he went to John Hopkins Hospital. So it's a very good hospital. And she started feeding him a lot of these vitamin, you know, like vitamin C and, you know, various types, turmeric and so forth, that they, you know, are known to fight cancer, and also ivermectin.
Ivermectin, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
So yes. He went back to get another CAT scan. They were ready to put in the thing for his chemo treatment, and they redid the, I guess the first one was the MRI, and then the second one was going to be the scan, and they all disappeared.
Wow. Ivermectin, by the way, has done some marvelous things in the way of cancer.
Yeah, and actually, John Hopkins actually now does, they do have a study. I don't know when they started it. I don't think it was her case where they actually studied it. But they're actually studying it with its impact on cancer. So there's actually studies being done by John Hopkins, is what she told me. And so, yeah, it's, you know, these are pretty powerful stories.
Yes, they are. They truly are. I must remember the ivermectin and talk to Dr. Rodriguez, a good friend of mine, as you know, in Mexico. Ask him, what do you think of ivermectin for my brother's situation? It might be something to think about. Thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I really do. You know, we're going to start on some stories here and then get into tell people what you do offer and why you offer it. Before I do that, I noticed today, because Trump made a deal with China, cut way back on our tariffs on them, and they cut back on ours a lot. And it looks like we're going to try to resume some trade, which will take about 3 months to get the goods come back in again. But anyway, when that happened, the markets went up over 1,100 points. The Dow Jones and others raised up almost, I think, almost 800, one over a couple hundred, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to follow them all. But I also looked at the price of metals today, and I thought they would really drop after this. But they didn't. That, I mean, gold is still over $3,200 an ounce. Silver is still running about 33, I think, in that area. And I'm looking at that and thinking, gee, they didn't fluctuate like they used to do.
Well, they actually did, Butch. I mean, gold was down 3%, but it's still in the aftermarket. It's still $3,240. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still $3,240. So yeah, it did drop over $100, but it's still at $3,240.
And 5 years ago, 5 years ago, 1,700.
Yeah, silver did the same type of a thing. It was down considerably, but it's still 3,275.
Yeah, yep.
So we don't know what tomorrow holds, but there's a lot of things that are going on that just because they dropped the tariffs, it's pretty much back to where we were in the beginning. And what has really changed?
Not much that I can see. No. No,
you know, I mean, okay, so we were going to do all these big tariffs to make these companies come back to the United States. Do you think they're going to come back and build factories here in the United States for a 10% tariff? No. I mean, come on. So even if it was a higher tariff, they're still not going to come back to the United States in a meaningful way. And I think what you're seeing as far as these tech companies, any building and so forth that they're doing, is all of these data storage centers. There's even, I don't know if it was Microsoft or Amazon or which one it was, but they have plans to build little nuclear plants across the country so they can power these, all these databases. But that's still, you know, 4 or 5 years away before they get all that done and so forth. So, what do the tariffs really mean? Did they really, the tariff receipts supposedly topped $16 billion in April, a record that helped to cut the budget deficit, really? Not when you really look at the budget that they're trying to pass. Are you kidding me?
$16 billion is like a nickel.
I know. I know. It's so ridiculous. And who did this? This probably helped China more than it actually helped the United States. If any tariffs at all would truly help the United States. That isn't our problem. It's part of our problem, but.
Well, you know, as a point I'm going to make, and I think you'll understand in a second. I know this, people don't want to believe this. I know they tried every way in the world to get around this, what I'm going to say. But every problem in our individual lives and in our national lives stems from forgetting God's laws and his mm-hmm. his leadership. We've forgotten him. And Psalm 9:17 says, "Nations forgetting him are turned into hell." Now, that's Bible. And we look at things, and we look at the money in this country. The finances are folks, the true debt. I know they tell you $36 trillion, which is unbelievably huge, can't be paid. But the real debt is probably $200 trillion or more. Now, I'm telling you the truth. So, and it can't be fixed. But how did we get here? I'm gonna say it right up front. We've forgotten God's laws. We've cursed ourselves. In the book of James, we're told that we are enticed when we're drawn away by our own lust. And that turns into sin. And sin brings forth death. That's whether it be an individual or a nation. We got enticed into what we call easy living, benefits from mankind, governments. And we've been enticed into debt because we lived on debt. We looked like we were prospering, but we were just going further in debt. Yeah, we live better, nicer cars, bigger homes, whatever, vacations, but debt. And the Bible curses unjust weights and measures. It's a curse. It's a curse. And all nations that I know of right now, all the major ones, have committed that abomination before God. And America certainly has done that. So it's a moral sin. It's an immoral act to use unjust weights and measures. Now, that's just why we're in a financial situation. But it goes beyond that. Melody, Michigan Elementary School just changed the name from Mothers and Fathers Day to Special People Day. That doesn't sound like a lot. But what they've done is make an attack on families again by doing away with the roles of mothers and fathers. Now, I'm not talking about two fathers and two mommies. I'm talking about a mother and father, a natural household. They've attacked it, trying to do away with, again, attack on the family, which is a totally immoral act and totally against the law of God, as who set up the idea of a home, a mom and a dad and children being raised in the fear of God. So it certainly is something that people should be should think about. When they can do away, even in a public school, the idea of letting your mommy know how much you love her and how much you honor your dad, respect him, and do it to a special people day, they have destroyed something that was, I think, very special between a mama and the babies and a daddy and the babies. I mean, that to me just is absolutely despicable. What do you think about that?
I mean, I agree. If they needed to do something best, let them have their own day, but they should never have come in and but that's what they do. And it has gained so much esteem. I mean, your listeners care, we care, but there's a lot of people across this country who just don't seem to bother to think about what is happening. And I mean, when you go over some of these headlines, I'm just shocked. I'm at shock that things are still being held together.
We're running on the fumes of what we once were as a country. We really are. I mean, people are upset about this thing, and they should be really upset. My question is why, and I'm saying, but being polite, why in the heck do you have your children in public school in the first place? It's a public hellhole. It's a cesspool. It is. But that you're right. It's just growing. But we were somewhat of a godly nation. We were a godly nation in the beginning, back in the 1600s. There's no doubt about it. This nation was formed on the Christian principles and convictions. It's since fallen away. So we're running on, still standing somewhat on the foundations that were laid many, many years ago. Now listen to this, Melody. Gay pride flag becomes official city flag of Boise, Idaho. Idaho. The gay pride flag is now the official flag of Boise, Idaho. Mayor Lauren McLean, a far-left Democrat, pushed the flag change in response to a new state law. That law requires regulates which flags local governments are allowed to display. Earlier this year, the Idaho legislature passed the House Bill 96, banning government entities from displaying flags except local, state, and federal. This is a flag that for over a decade we have flown because it is a symbol of who we are as a safe and welcoming city. It is Boise, and the response that we received from local Boiseans make that clear to all of us that it is Boise. A city in Boise, Idaho. Boise has now made the sexual deviant perversion flag the flag of the city. And if you don't think God sees that, just like he saw Sodom and Gomorrah, then we better pay attention. But we got there because we've tolerated immorality. Now, you folks, we're going to tell you how this ties to finances in a minute, okay? God's not mocked, Melody. You reap what you sow, don't you?
Correct.
I mean, that's a biblical law. I can't change it. I've sown bad seed. I've had to reap it. It isn't pleasant. But if you trust Christ, if you give your heart to Christ and follow him, repent of your sins and try to walk in his statutes and commandments and love him. Folks, you have to reap what you're sowing, but you'll have the strength to get through because you see that the Bible is being proven in your life. It doesn't discourage you. You just see what you were told. It's biblically true. He'll give you the strength to get through it. We've all done things we should be ashamed of. All of us. Every one of us. So, it all ties together right down to your checking account. And another sign of a decaying society is when you come to the point where even government officials attack other government entities. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes that may not be necessary. It happened in 1775, and it can happen again. But when you have lawmakers storming ICE detention centers, because they're trying to take the illegals out of society. I'm not saying do anything right, but when you see that happening, it's a mob action type thing. And no matter what reason it is or whether it's good or bad reason, it's a sign that society is crumbling and is going into chaos. Do you understand what I'm saying, Melody?
I do. And, you know, I think everyone has, when you're talking about chaos, I question this. I don't know if you wanted to talk about this tonight or not, but I'm going to bring it up. What is happening at these airports?
Oh, well, I'll get to that, too.
You're going to get to that? Well, then I'll wait.
Well, that's all part of the infrastructure situation. I want to share one more story.
Okay.
Now, this is really hard to believe in America. And this is not in the middle of Washington, D.C. or Miami or New York or San Francisco. This is in Fairfax County, Virginia. You ever been through that area?
I think so. Yes, I have.
It's a beautiful area. Now, it's too close to D.C., but it's a beautiful area, okay? A McDonald's in Fairfax County, Virginia will no longer, now listen to this, allow anyone under the age of 21 years old to dine inside the restaurant. Staffers at McDonald's said teenagers repeatedly staged violent fights in the dining room. Now, we're talking about children here. Where are the parents? It's so bad out here, one customer told DC News Now. It's like a jungle when the kids come out. These people in here are trying to serve people. Now listen, and they're scared for their life. This is a WTOP radio station reporting this. The workers are scared for their life because of the unruly children. Now, I don't know, how about you all, some of y'all grew up, I don't know. But if I got in trouble at a McDonald's restaurant anywhere else, and my dad heard about it, I'd see some unruly stuff. I wouldn't be sitting down for at least a year. And I'm proud to say that. My dad was a very gentle man. But Melody, I respected him more than do something like that, but I also feared him in the sense that he would chasten me if I did evil. I think you probably were probably reading the same way, weren't you? You were taught the same thing. You do what's right. You were taught that, right?
Absolutely.
So where are the parents? But again, when society is so evil and so corrupted and so polluted that children are wrecking restaurants and the staff's afraid for their lives, there's not much left in a country like that to build a foundation on, is there?
You know, it's interesting where I live, Butch. There's a couple of ponds, and there's always signs that say no fishing. You're not supposed to be fishing, okay, in these ponds because it's a community and so forth. And you'll always find these kids fishing right next to the sign that says no fishing. So when you can make a complaint to the office and so forth to say, hey, there's kids, you know, these kids shouldn't be fishing here. You know, can't they read and all this kind of stuff? You know, the parents of these children, these kids, they have the biggest problem. Well, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, it says no fishing, get out of there. They encourage. It's the parents. This is what they're teaching their children.
Where are their parents? Where are their parents?
They're teaching them to disobey any rules or laws. Just do whatever you want to do. That's what they're teaching them. I get shocked. And they're ugly about it.
Oh, yes, of course. They're really ugly about it. They're probably dangerous, these teenagers in McDonald's.
Absolutely.
So how do you build a nation on a foundation that is corrupted? These people, these young people, and our generation even, a lot of them were raised in a family that didn't care about God's laws or morality, and now they're making laws. That's proven in Boise, Idaho. I mean, that's the way it is. And the school boards are doing what they're doing like they did in Michigan. So, see, we're now reaping what the generation before us, or our generation, is now reaping what we allowed in our generation. And the younger generation is far, far worse than that. Even when I was a young and during the 60s, when all the hippies movements come along and the drugs and the sex and all that, they weren't tearing down McDonald's restaurants to the point they were afraid to be served in a dining room. But now we're reaping that generation becoming older. And the one coming up now, only God knows what that's going to be like in the very near future. Wow. Okay, Melody, you got me started. We're going to go get a good break.
You are fired up tonight, Butch.
Well, it breaks my heart, makes me angry.
It does. Yes.
Makes me angry because I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. What are they going to face in this country, folks, that I'm leaving them, that you're leaving them? I got the break. Phone calls, as always, next half hour. You know that. At 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And that was a fast first segment. The phone lines are open if you want to talk to us at 717-300-1698. We're going to cover a few more things, and we'll take phone calls. I want to, if you have any questions, comments, please feel free to call. But let me just say this again, and I try to tell people this. Some people understand, some people don't. And all I can do is talk about my past history, what's happened to me in the past, because I listened to people clear back in the middle 90s, and like Bob Chapman, for example. I miss Bob Steele today. He was a very wise man when it comes to a lot of things we talk about. Tell me that I need to consider precious metals. And, folks, I was not a wealthy man. I struggled sometimes to make the house payment. I'm not exaggerating. I looking for pity either. I'm just telling the truth, like everybody else. I had days it was rough. But when I could, I bought a silver dollar or whatever that was offered to me. I bought it when I could. And I paid off my home 17 years early by the grace of God. I've been able to pay for a car, pay for one of my son's surgeries. Melody knows about all these things. She was there when it happened. So I'm just saying, wise counsel, at the time I didn't understand it all. And yeah, there's coming a time when it's not going to be nothing if you have it. I realize that. But as of today, it still does. And it may be next year, all hell's going to break loose and you can't do anything. But if you run into a shortfall and you need help in the meantime, you got it. You don't have to go looking for it, begging from a bank and borrowing something from a neighbor or trusting government. You got it in your own hand. So it's up to you to do what you want to with it. We're just sharing the truth. Melody's going to bring up the condition of the airports, whatever, and I've shared my program before, what happened when I tried to travel. Don't intend to fly anymore. I don't. For a lot of reasons. First off, I don't have a real ID. I'm not going to get one. But I know you can still travel with it. I understand that. I'm at the age now where I don't even have to go through screening, more or less. I'm too old. They don't make me take off my shoes and belt anymore. But the point of it is this. Our infrastructure is failing. And Melody brought up a very interesting point about this, because from what I've traveled, As I told you about the Chicago airport, I was shocked at the condition of the airport. And it was like a third world downtown market. It was dirty. The terminals where the gates were filthy. Most of the equipment in that gate where you plug in a phone to charge it up didn't work. It's just unbelievable. And dark and dank. And that's just the way it is. The Melody, and folks, it is crumbling. No doubt about it. It's crumbling. But Melody brought up a point that she made a good point. I don't know whether this is all. It's definitely part, I think, of the reason why things are happening. Melody, why don't you share what you thought, what you said?
Well, you know, I'm just taking off some of these headlines here where, you know, we've seen these issues with the Newark. We've seen Austin, now Atlanta, and they're looking at other delays and so forth all the way across the country. My question is, why did this all just start happening and from this during this new administration? Sure, there was always
at least at this amount, at least at this pace.
The degree.
Yes.
So what really is going on? Is it just the infrastructure, the decay? Is this to force? Is this a chaos that's being created in order to force all of this new takeover? Because we know who's going to get the probably, well, we don't know, but we could assume, but well, I don't want to say assume, you can presume Elon Musk will get the contract to change all the computer systems and so forth. So I don't know. It's just very odd that everything is happening. Really, to me, it started happening once that helicopter hit the commercial plane at the Reagan Airport. It was the Reagan Airport, I think, wasn't it?
I don't think so. No, go ahead. I don't remember.
There was one of them around the D.C. area. I'm not quite sure which one. You got the Reagan, you got the Dulles.
Dallas, I think it was. Yeah, go ahead. I believe it was. But go ahead.
No, I don't think it was Dulles. I don't think it was Dulles. That's too big of an airport. This was a smaller airport. But anyway, that's when it seems to just like one after another, after another, after another, another. And, of course, we don't hear anything more about all those drones that used to be flying around all in the same area.
That, by the way, is interesting. When Trump took office, they all disappeared. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, is there a bigger problem? Were these systems hacked? Were they? I don't know. And I'm not saying they were. I'm not, you know, trying. But I find it highly curious. I'm highly curious as to what truly is going on, that this whole system now is just falling apart. Is it because the FAA, do they really not know what they're doing? I mean, you had these same employees here prior to, it's the same ones. You know, they talk about one controller overseeing 180 takeoffs and landings. Well, did they have that a year ago, the same thing? But now it's different. Why is it different today, all of a sudden? In a short period of time?
You're asking a lot of good questions. You truly are. I wish I had an answer for all those, but I don't.
You know, are they cutting back these planes because people are not flying? Has people stopped their plans to fly? So, you know, maybe some of these plans, maybe the flights aren't filled.
It makes a lot of sense. I don't know either. I don't know. I just know we're seeing a lot of chaos, a lot of situations that are signs of a structure that's crumbling, whether it's because of immoral people in charge that we put in there, or because whatever the reason may be, it's all from the same root cause. We've forgotten God. We've been turned into hell. And that includes finances, folks. Your dollar doesn't buy much anymore because you don't have a dollar. You do not have a dollar. You do not have a dollar in your pocket. You don't. If you have a silver dollar, lawful tender, you do not have a dollar. You got a piece of fiat currency. We call it, it'd be paper currency. It's not really paper. It's cotton and other things. But it's fiat backed by the faith of the people that you give it to. Other than that, it's not backed by anything. Now, that's a fact. So because that unjust weight and measure, we cursed ourselves and our children and our futures. We cursed it all. That's part of the sin. That's why we offer. That's why Melody offers real, substantial, and literally biblical money and wealth that will sustain you until God says no. Until then, you can live off of it, use it for God's glory, and to take care of your family. And the lines, like I said, the lines are open. If you want to talk to us, you call us 717-300-1698. But I do have a question that was emailed to me today. Melody, I want to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, and the lady knows that gold is a good investment. So silver, of course. We know that already. But they've been hearing reports that they're getting ready to, they're going to get their plans in order, then confiscate people's, I guess, probably gold. I just wonder, my question is, her question is, all gold retailers keep records of who buys precious metals. Is a way to avoid computerized records of purchase. Now, first off, do all retailers keep records of what people buy?
They should. I mean, it's by, you know, if they're in business and, you know, they're following the laws and the rules. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have taxes we have to pay and, you know, we have to, you know, document and so forth and whatnot. So every legitimate business should.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what business you're in.
And these records,
I mean, I'm not going to go to jail for because somebody doesn't want a record kept. I'm not going to.
Oh, I can understand that for sure. But now, do those records, are they put on government records?
No. You know, people are all worried about the government coming in and finding the records so they can come and knock on your door and take your gold. I don't believe that will happen. They don't have to knock on your door. All they have to do is what they did in 33 is they make it illegal. And if you're caught with it, you go to jail and you pay a big fine. It's contraband.
That's a good point. They didn't have records in 30 because gold was common. Everybody traded with it. They bought and paid with it. Okay,
They were converting in the 20s from paper, from the gold into the paper, you know, in the 20s and so forth. But, you know, and it was, you know, at 33 when they actually did the confiscation of it. So, you know, I think sometimes folks worry too much about certain things and it keeps them from doing what they need to do.
That's very true.
So, you know, no, you've got to do it. You know, get over it. Do it. Because your privacy begins once you own the gold and silver. Because basically you're coming out of the system.
And, you know, sure. Go ahead.
No, I mean, sure, you have to be in the system if you work and, you know, and pay bills and so forth and whatnot, of course. But, I mean, you still have a separate part of you that is not in the system.
Not only that, you can buy gold and silver privately, folks. You find people have it. If they want to sell it, buy it. There's no record of that. Buy it. But I do know there've been laws been tried to be passed.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you don't know what you're buying.
What? Unless you know what you're doing. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you know, there can be some good counterfeit items that you wouldn't know what you're buying.
That's very
so
true.
I don't suggest going to, you know, eBay's and you
oh
know,
no.
I don't.
I'm talking about
a private
neighbor.
Part.
Yeah, somebody you know and trust, perhaps. But again, there are ways around this that you just don't think about. But I've heard a course of laws they're trying to pass to call storing food hoarding. They were going to confiscate your food. Well, that has never happened yet. But if it does, are you going to quit buying food? Are you going to try to not hoard and stock up on food just because the government says it's against the law? No, you don't do that. You do what you have to do to take care of your family. This is another way of taking care of your family. It's nothing more, nothing less, but planning for the future, for your family's future, and trying to help them one day when you're gone. Even if you're here, you're going to try to take care of them. But if you're gone one day, living something substantial that they can use for their futures. That's why I started with it, trying to prepare for the future for myself, my wife, and my children one day, if the Lord allows me to keep it that long. But these are things, folks. These may be questions on your mind, but you have to weigh it down, you have to weigh it and measure it, in the light of reason, and not out of fear. If you operate by fear in anything, you'll never accomplish anything. That's all there is to it. Because you're afraid to do anything, you may get caught. Well, you may, if I was afraid all the time, I wouldn't be on the radio. We cover topics that are pretty sensitive, don't we?
We do. Absolutely.
You know, but that's the way it is. That's part of it. I had a listener email me 2 or 3 emails, and he was really mad at me because I didn't take a stand and call for impeachment on Trump try to incite a revolution. He's really mad. So you don't do that. And I emailed back and said, listen, there have been two presidents impeached in the last few years, which did no good at all. So what good do that? And I tried to explain to him that something, but he just ignored it. Said, and when he went back, he said blah blah blah. So I ignore him now. I no longer communicate with the gentleman unless he decides he wants to change. His name is Scott, by the way. But the point of it is this: I'm not going to operate in fear. I've been called before. I've been called before a federal grand jury of what I said on radio. I've been interviewed by the FBI at least 3 times because of what I said on radio. And if I walk in fear because I'm afraid to speak my mind and preach God's word and tell the truth, then I wouldn't be on the radio. I would cease operating, period. So when I started trying to purchase a little bit of precious metals when I could afford it, and I couldn't afford much, I just decided I got to do what I got to do. And I'm not going to sit around and worry about it. If they decide when they confiscate it, we'll see what happens then. But until then, I want to use it for God's glory if I can, and take care of my family like I've been ordained to do, and given the duty to do by God Almighty. That's my duty as a husband and provider, to make sure my wife's taken care of. My boys are all grown now. But that doesn't mean that I am not responsible to help them if they need it somewhere down the line. It isn't. And as you know, Melody, one of my sons had to have surgery. You remember getting the silver.
I remember.
$20,000 sure. Worth. That was a lot of money. That was a lot of silver back in those days. That's been several years ago. That was a lot of silver sent back to you to help pay his surgery. It saved his life. So, no, folks, don't worry about it. Do what's right. No matter what others think, you do what's right, because you're going to answer God one day, not the government or anybody else. You want to take a phone call? Let's go talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, that was my question, and I was passing it on to people who've asked me. So I said, I'm going to have to make sure, because I know they have to keep records. It has to be accounted for. But I didn't know if they were all computerized or if somebody out there had non-computerized records. Because I myself ask a question on Google, and AI couldn't find an answer. That was about music, though. Who wrote a certain song, and they couldn't answer the question. So I thought, huh.
AI couldn't find it? Wow.
AI couldn't find it. Yep.
That's something.
It couldn't find it. It was an old song, Pastor.
Wow, I reckon. Now you're telling your age.
It's older than me.
Oh, well.
It's older than my dad.
Wow.
Who wrote that?
Back in the 1800s. No, anyway, go ahead.
Well, that goes back to 1860 is the first account of a British farmer's wife using a deck of cards as a prayer book and a Bible. You know, the four kings or the four keys. But,
oh, yeah, okay.
Lord Jesus. Yeah. And that part of it is 1760.
I know the song you're talking about. I know the song you're talking about. I think, yeah.
But the using the prayer book part was the first accounted for in 1760. So that part is old.
It is old. That's back before Melody was born, even. But anyway, go ahead, Jen. What's your question?
You asked her my question.
Okay, you got the answer. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So
don't worry about anything.
Yeah, there's no way that you can, you know, that they'll do it written or do it without the computer. That you go ahead and get it and just deal later.
That's right. Deal with it.
Don't worry about it.
It's like buying firearms. They outlaw a lot of them. They may outlaw them all one day, but I'm not surrendering mine. What will you fall back to then? But a good point, Jan. Thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it.
But you know they made it legal for anyone with a permit, a carry permit, to carry their weapons across state lines now.
Has that passed for sure?
I think that passed, yes.
I hadn't heard where anybody signed the law, but I agree with that. Yeah. Of course, I carry mine anywhere I go. I even carry mine in Maryland, which is a communist state, because I won't go without a gun. I don't go anywhere without a gun.
That's not a good idea anymore, is it?
No, it is. It is not. But thank you, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
Good call. Folks, lines open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And, no, Melody, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but I can tell you the future because it's written in an old, old book we call the Bible. And if you can read, and you want to understand it, the future is pre-written. And I want to say this. And a preacher one time told me this. He asked this question. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God? So nothing's going to take him by surprise. Believe me. Go ahead, Melody.
I like that. I like that. But, well, I'm not quite sure, you know, where you wanted to go or.
Well, anywhere you want to go. I mean, do you have any specials this month when the medals? I mean, if you do, or something that you
want to
mention.
Well, with the prices going all over the page, it's a little hard to work together some specials and so forth. I mean, when you have a $100 drop in gold in a day and some pressure on silver, too, by 2%, you know, it is kind of hard just to put together any type of specials. But the thing of it is, they can call me at any time. And, you know, we'll create a special for them. Well, you know, because we do have good prices. Some of our prices are like specials from other companies. You know, we're just very competitive. Are we the cheapest? Probably not. I don't claim to be the cheapest because lots of times you have these people out there that, you know, have a lower price and they're compromising. You're being, you know, there's something that's perhaps not right. Because we all buy from the same places. We all pay the same thing for all the product that's out there. So you're going to find some variations in the product, in the prices from, you know, dealer to dealer at various times that people can run specials and so forth. But there shouldn't be any huge differences and so forth. And yet I know there are. And so you have to be careful out there. And so if you get something that's too good to be true, it probably is. So always give me a call, and I'd be more than happy to go over, and I can do comparisons for folks. I'll say, hey, I heard this price from so-and-so, and then I'll go there, and I'll say, yeah, but did you see this? Did you see that? And they'll say, no. And I says, well, that's why. It's a little – I'm not saying they're deceptive. It's just that's the way the business world is anymore. You know, people just you know, you don't see everything. And lots of folks don't know what to look for. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I do know what to look for. So that's my expertise. So just give me a call, 800.
You started in the metal markets at age 9?
I did.
Wow. Anyway, to get the number
I
out.
Did. Yes, I do. You didn't get, know get, I was a genius,
no,
did
I didn't.
You?
Yes. Go ahead and give the number. We got to take a couple phone calls. Give the number out real quickly.
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right. Two Toms in a row. We have each Tom 30 seconds. We're down the last few minutes. Tom in Ecuador. Come on in. Welcome.
We lost
Tom. Can you hear me, Tom? There you go. Come on in.
We lost Tom in Ecuador.
Oh, we lost Tom. Tom, if you hurry and call back, you can, but hurry. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Hey, Pastor, I'll be quick. All records today are digitized and nanoteched and stored. But when the Nazis came into, it was either Denmark or Norway, they rushed the city records in the cities that they went into. And back then, they had all the records of people in the community stored on these 3x5 cards. Mm-hmm. And they were boxed together so much so that when the Germans came in, they tried to burn them, but they wouldn't burn. So the Nazis had the records of everybody right there. I mean, there's no way to hide.
No, there's not.
I'll get off the phone in case somebody else needs to get in.
Do what you got to do and do it now. And Tom and Ecuador, if you hurry, you got about 1 minute left. Tom, call 717-300-1698. And I was thinking about Joyce Riley. Go ahead and give the number, your number again, and your website and all that.
Okay, it's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and they can visit the website. It needs to be updated, folks, but there's a lot of good information still. It's information that just doesn't change, and the website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
All right. Tom and Nick Dool back with us. Tom, got to hurry. You got about 30 seconds.
We're U.S. dollar down here in Ecuador, so we're watching real careful. The other thing is, there's a great song about this whole thing, Johnny Cash Going by the Book. Johnny Cash Going by the Book.
There you go. Yeah, I agree. It's a good song. Yes. Yes.
Bless you guys. We've listened to you a bit from Joyce Riley and before. So,
well, thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you, Tom from Ecuador. God bless you for calling. Wow, we got people listening from Ecuador. How about that?
That's
a blessing. That's a blessing. Well, Melody, we're down just about the last minute and a half or so. And I want to thank you for being there for me over the years, for Marcia, my family, and I. Thanks for being there for us and being a friend.
Well, same to you, because, you know, it's I know I can depend on you for anything. And, you know, that's something, and I think you can probably share the same. Is in 30 years, there's a lot of people that I've spoken to that I've never met, and yet it's a group of folks that you kind of, if there's, you know what I mean? It becomes family.
Yeah, they do become family. Very much so.
Yeah. And now it's interesting as I'm beginning to have people call, like their parents purchased medals back in the late 90s, and, you know, they've since passed on and gave it to their children. Now those children are beginning to call me, and, you know, they'll share their stories and so forth about what their parents talked about discount gold and silver trading. It's very humbling.
It is humbling.
It is much so that you don't realize how much of an impact that you have in people's lives and what gold and silver can do for people's lives.
Well, Melody, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful rest of the week. And we'll be in touch again in the very near future. If you need me, call me, okay?
All right, you too. Tell
Marcia?
Yes.
All right, I'll do that.
I thought I was off the air. So.
Thank you, Melody. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless. Folks, we love you. With the grace of God, to see you tomorrow night. You have a wonderful night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.